Welcome along to week 8 of the Age Group Multisport podcast Next Gen. And hope you're all well, and we're about to find out what our two athletes have been up to in the last week. I know Danny's been stepping up a game since he's got back to the UK, and I watched the training on Saturday morning. Like she says in her audio diary, the track was absolutely flooded, so they had to move to a road where they could just do some intervals instead. But she was putting the effort in, putting the work in, and yeah, it was good to see her back. If you want to see a little bit of Danny running, then we've put some on our YouTube channel, just short video there of the repeats that she was doing. And it sounds like young Harry has had a good week too. And again, I've got some footage of him on his bike when he was doing the duathlon at the weekend. So yeah, go across to our YouTube channel, which is AmpGB, and have a look at that. Nice aero position, looking good. So I hope he's done well in that event. Yeah, so it's nice to see them both getting the work done. And let's now go over and listen to what they've got to say this week. I'll see you on the other side.
Hi, Richard. Hi, everyone. Well, it's Sunday and it's week 8, and that means we need to do our weekly report. As I said in my previous report, I am back in England. That means I can get proper training in. So this is what happened this week. I'm really, really happy with it. Monday, I went to the gym. I did some leg session in the morning, and then in the evening, I did a steady run back in town with my friend Kate. And then we did a swim session with the club, which was really hard, a lot of kicking, so thanks just for that. On Tuesday, I went again to the gym. I did some back session, and later on, I did a brick session on the watt bike and 15 minutes run on the treadmill. I really struggled with the weather at the minute, maybe because I just come from Spain and it was extremely warm. I just really struggled to get out on the bike. I feel like it's really cold. Wednesday took it as a day off, so I did a lesson at the gym called Payo, which is a mixture between Pilates and yoga. I really enjoyed it. On Thursday, I went again to the gym. I did some chest and shoulders. I did a little it was a running session with the friends, and with like a little bit of a sprint in between. On Friday, went back in the gym. I did arms, biceps and triceps, and then I hit the watt bike for a steady run. In the evening, I went again for another swim session. Saturday for us means we run with the club, which I really miss them. So this week unfortunately didn't happen on the track because it was flooded. So we went to our industrial estate and we did some reps there. Very happy with the speed, to be fair. We also were talking about the position of my body and the way I put the feet on the ground. So yeah. Just, it looks like every day we learn new things about ourselves. Today is Sunday. I'm supposed to go on a bike ride. I need to finish an assessment, so it all depends on that. I really hope I can do it. If not, I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. As I said, I'm really happy. I managed to have like a good solid training week. It's good to be back in England and see all these friendly faces and train with all of them. Also a little bit nervous as the race is really approaching. So yeah, it's just I have to give all my 100% in the next couple of weeks, and that's that. So that's it from me. I'm just looking forward to give you my report for next week, and I hope you all had a very good week. Bye for now.
Hi, Rich and the Amnext Gen listeners. So, this week has been a pretty solid week. So on Tuesday I had my bike testing, which was like my threshold and zones. So because I don't have power meter, we used speed and cadence. I believe my threshold was about 30 to 32 kilometers per hour. Yeah, so did that on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday I had a 1500 meter run time trial on the track, which went reasonably well considering that it wasn't in race conditions, as I didn't have like other competitors and I hadn't had the build up and like the adrenaline. I managed to get about 3 seconds away from my PB, which I was pretty happy about, even if I didn't get to finish the whole session because I was so knackered. So yeah, that went pretty well. And then on Wednesday, I had a gym session in the at school with the athletics academy. And then in the evening, I was meant to do a session outdoors, but the weather was absolutely shocking. I attempted it, managed to get about 20 minutes and I did about 5k in that 20 minutes because the traffic and the weather was just so shockingly bad. So I was like, nah, I'm not doing that today. So I DNF'd that session. Friday, I was meant to have a brick session, but I was just tired from school and I knew that I needed to get rested because I knew that on Saturday I had the so every year the I think it's UK Explorers and Scouts have a Monopoly run in London, which I took part in this year with my scout group. I managed to, and I think I did walked about 20k, which was about 31,000 steps. Don't know if we won it yet. But I'll find out probably this week or next week. Then on Sunday, I had a training race, which was the, what do they call it? The Daniel Squire Duathlon, which is the last round of the Deal Tri Club Winter Duathlon series. We haven't got the results back, but my times for the individual disciplines weren't far off where I was at when I was leading up to Thruxton Duathlon at the end of last season when I was top of my game. And so considering that I used it to practice my draft legal position and didn't have my clip-on TT bars on or any of my non-draft gear, I'm pretty happy with that. Don't know the results yet. Yeah, it's been a pretty solid week other than the odd little missed session. This week got a couple of bike sessions, couple of runs. At the moment it's just all building up to the Kent Indoor Track Championships, which I've got in a couple of weeks. So yeah, it's all just building up for the 800 and 1500 metres at the moment, so that's fun. But yeah, that's been my week. See you in the next one.
Well, that was good to hear. They've had a great week, the pair of them, and they've got lots and lots done. And like Danny said, these weeks are passing by really quickly, and I think she's down to a couple of weeks now before her race. And we'll be up there supporting her and the other WBC members as well, including Mrs. C, who's also racing and trying to qualify up there in Scotland on the 24th of March. So that's coming up. And hope Harry's done well in his duathlon, and good luck in your track sessions, your track racing. I hope that goes well for you. So yeah, all in all, sounds like a good week. And yeah, that's about it, I think. So I hope you've enjoyed this little insight, and we'll have another one next week. And if you like what you hear, please do share it with like-minded people. And if you want to get in touch, you can get in touch via email at agegroupmultisportpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at amp_1967, Facebook at AmpGB, and X at Age Group Multisport Podcast. And our YouTube is AmpGB, that's the channel, and all there's loads of videos on there from the AMP Next Gen athletes. So go along there and check them out. And we would love it if you could subscribe to our YouTube channel and leave us a review. And if you've got any questions, you could put them in the comments section and we'd try and get back to you. So that's it. Have a great week. And don't forget, stay safe, keep training, and love the process.